I'm Pat Stewart. I was College of Arts and Sciences, class of 1950.
Okay. And how or why did you choose to go to Cornell?
I think probably two reasons. One was I had been in a co-ed secondary school, and I enjoyed the interplay of male and female. Mm-hmm. And I really didn't know what I wanted to do, but I figured that probably it was something related with business, and I thought that the business world was co-ed and that it would be better to be in a co-ed environment. Mm-hmm. And then I was, in part because I didn't know what I wanted to do, the diversity of offerings at Cornell was particularly attractive to me. Mm-hmm. And that's what made my decision.
Okay. And where were you coming from? Where was your home?
Long Island.
Ah, okay. Do you have any special memories of your student days?
Well, I was there at a very interesting time. I went there in the fall of 1946 when we had a good number of veterans coming back. Right. And the women's class was small relative to the men's class. And the veterans were a very interesting group to be with because they worked very hard, so there was stimulation in the classes. Mm-hmm. But then they played very hard too, so it was fun.
Okay. Why have you stayed involved or returned to involvement with Cornell?
Well, I got involved almost immediately in fundraising for mm-hmm. my class, and it grew from there. And I stayed involved, I think, because I felt there was that Cornell had offered opportunities to people and that it was the kind of organization I wanted to continue to foster. And
mm-hmm. So you were continuously involved?
Yes.
What does Cornell and or PCCW mean to you as a woman?
Well, going back, when I first was involved in Cornell, everything was men's classes, women's classes, men's club, women's club. Getting involved, I was involved in those groups, but then as we merged together, it became more interesting and seemed to be more effective. But then as Lil and I started, Lillian Affinito.
Okay.
And I first met at a Cornell Women's Club's activities, and we kid one another and say stuffing envelopes. Mm-hmm. As we were both on the board and we looked at the women's involvement in alumni affairs, it was not what we thought it should be. Mm-hmm. We didn't think that we were attracting some of the women whose expertise and experience should be the university should benefit from. So we then started to think about what could we do to attract this group of women. Mm-hmm. And we looked and we thought, and then Lil found a group in the University of Pennsylvania that was doing something similar, and we built on that to try and involve women who were not going to spend their time doing things that they didn't think were really effective, whether their careers, their families, mm-hmm. and it was that was our incentive to start PCCW.
And so tell me just a little bit about the very beginning when you started PCCW.
Well, because these were women who were not, for the most part, involved in the university, mm-hmm. we had no university source to get them, to bring them out from. So we clipped newspaper articles and magazine articles and word of mouth and put together the first class that way. And mm-hmm. it turned out to be a very successful group of women. And mm-hmm. we did have a little difficulty selling our idea to the administration until finally Frank Rhodes said, I want this group, and that did it. But this was not the typical alumni group, and so it had to be sold.
Mm-hmm. And so what do you think is the thing that differentiates PCCW the most from other alumni groups?
I think it's focus. I mean, its focus is on the things like the the grant program that has been very effective in providing funding for non-tenured women faculty who are working on their dissertations or theses to get tenure, and that's been a very gratifying experience, and I think they're extremely worthwhile. And then I think our scholarship program has been effective and will be more effective as we are raising still more funds for it. Mm-hmm. And I think those are two very important things for the women to have accomplished.
I do too. Has PCCW evolved into the organization that you envisioned?
Well, it's grown, and you know, we didn't really know where it would go, and we stayed quite active early on, but then we felt it was the responsibility of the younger women and the women who were involved to take it in the direction that they where they felt there was need, and so I think we tried to stay hands off and stay in, but not try to direct.